Today's perek is Yoshua perek Zayin. So, we have just concluded the nature of the actual kivush of Eretz Yisrael the first time, because this was Yericho. Yericho was a place in which all of the nations of Canaan had come in. We're going to see later that not only the nations of Canaan, the nations of the world had representation. They had their consulates in Yericho. And it was a type of kivush in which all that we needed to do was establish the nature of the space, and we simply walked right in, everyone in front. There was no tactical issues that were involved. There were no strategies that were involved. There was no subterfuge that was involved. Everything was above board, and we knew exactly what we were doing. Yoshua seeks to make this the model for the completion of the kibbutz and make it part of the actual brit for Yerushat Haaretz. As we'll see later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu views it as a dinin brit that we ourselves, we mentioned yesterday, created, and that became part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts as the mode of our behavior. Problem is, it doesn't work. Because what Yoshua insisted upon was a level that once we were over the Yarden, which was the previous perek, and accepted arvut, which means that there's now a level of behavior that the entire Yisrael takes upon itself as the behavior of Yisrael rather than as the behavior of individuals, everything went bad. And from this point on, there's a completely different type of kivush for Yericho failed. Begins the failure with our opening pasuk, Vayima'alu b'nei Yisrael ma'al b'cherem. The whole last part of the previous parak was about the power of the cherem, and how everything here was not our own, not the result of our ma'asei adayim, not our shalal ha-milchama, but rather belonged to the Aron HaBrit, and was an expression of the Brit directly with Avram Avinu. What happened was, Vayikach Achan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach l'mate Yehuda, because of the fact that the individual and his placement is so central now to the nature of Arvut, the Pasuk identifies the individual by family, where he belonged in terms of his Shevet. He took from the Cherem. This becomes now a ma'al of entire Bnei Yisrael b'cherem. And because of that, Vayichar af Adonai b'vnei Yisrael. We had now a complete change of relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer with us. He's against us. Vayishlach Yehoshua anashim Yericho ha'ay. Yehoshua, not knowing what happened, sends now his spies to spy out the Ay, which was with Im Beit Aven, Mekedem LeBeit El. The place which is called, Chazal see this is, the place which is called Beit Aven, Oven, previously known as Beit El, which whose name was changed because of the changing of Avodah Zorah. Vayomer Aleihem Leimor, and he told them, Alu v'raglu et haaretz, scout it out, see what we need to do. Vayalu anashim v'raglu et haaretz, and they come back. Vayashuv el Yehoshua vayomru elav, no big deal. Al Yal Kol Ha'am, we don't need to do any big things. Send a couple thousand guys, Kalpayim Ish, or Kishloshet Alafim Ish, maybe 3,000 soldiers. Let them come up and we'll wipe it out. Nyalu v'yakuta ay. Ati yagasham, I mean, don't exert yourself. It's not worth it to take it Kol Ha'am. You don't need the entire army. Ki ma'ateima, it's a small place. Vayalu min ha'am shama Kishloshet Alafim Ish. So indeed, you'll notice that the reference here, Mina'am, is very different than the opening reference that repeats again and again to Bnei Yisrael. Vayimalu Bnei Yisrael, the Ma'al B'cherem. Vayichaf Hashem b'Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara is medayek this, as we'll see later on, that when we're Eila Mina'am, Kishloshet Alafim Ish, and they were roundly thrashed. Vayanutzu Lifnei Anshei Ha'ai, which was, you can imagine, the incredible impact that this had psychologically. I mean, we were on a high, thinking, this is great, we're just going to walk in, whatever we want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side, we have the Aron HaBrit, the first place we go, it's all over. Vayakumeyem Anshei Ha'ai Kishloshim V'Shishayish. So what happened is the Anshei Ha'ai got approximately 36 people. Now, that's ridiculous. I mean, you know, if it's approximately, then it's approximately 35 people. What do you say? Approximately 36 people as opposed to 36 and a half people? What is approximately? Says the Gemara, obviously, this doesn't mean approximately. It means the equivalent of Kishloshim V'Shisha Ish. What's the significance of Shloshim V'Shisha? That it's the Rove of Sanhedrin. So what it means is that it must have been an individual of Sanhedrin who was so brilliant and such a tzaddik that he was shakul as the Rov of Sanhedrin. And that's a reference to Yair ben Menashe, He was killed here, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he's considered to be the equivalent of Ruba Shel Sanhedrin, which is Shivim. And we'll see why it was specifically that this was the one that was killed, Yonah ben Menashe. But in any event, this was a disaster. Vayedifum lifnei Ashar ad Hashvarim, vayakum b'morad. They chased them away. They got to the place where they were shattered, ad Hashvarim. It's a remnant to also how they were affected. And took them b'yirida. So they were going, obviously, again, geographically, it's a yirida from Ahar, but it's all references to the psychological state as well. Vayimas levav ha'am vayilamayim. What we previously had said about the Kanani, the Yoshvei Haaretz, that they were melted away, hearing what happened to Bnei Yisrael, over here, the exact opposite happened. And instead of the, I think you can imagine, it's like the Igra Roma, Labira Amikta, they're standing on a high, believing that anything is possible. And now we just talked about this tiny little place, the Ai, after getting the center, the most important, the Man'ul of Eretz Yisrael, and we can't get it. Vayikra Yoshua Simlotav, Yoshua tears his begodim, vayipol al panav aretz, and so he falls on his face, arza, lifnei aron adunai ad ha'erev, he's sitting there and davening, huv zignei Yisrael, and they go into aveilut, vayalu afar al rosham, and this is absolutely terrible. Vayomer Yehoshua, aha adunai Elohim, lama he'avarta avirat ha'amazet ha'yardin, why did you take us across the Yarden, latetotanu b'yadei ha'amori, la'avidenu? You brought us across with all of this great ceremony just to wipe us out. We should have just decided to stay on the other side. Moshe Rabbeinu was around. He got things done properly. Obviously, I can't handle it. I can't do it. I'm the wrong guy. Why were they Korea? So the Medrash says they were Korea because this entire thing was a response to the Vayikra'u Simlotam. You'll notice that first what happens is that Yaakov tears his clothing because of the loss of Yosef. That is Gorim to the Shvatim tearing their clothing because what Yosef did to them, which was Mida, Kenegan Mida, when they came down to Mitzrayim. But because Yosef was Gorim, the Kriyas Begadim, to the Shvatim, now Yoyer ben Menashe here, and Yoshua, these both are from his bonim. So Yehoshua, which is the child of Yosef, now is Vayikra Simlotav. So we trace this back all the way to elements that were Begida, that had to do with Begadim from the beginning. So treachery is directly related to what you're wearing. You notice it goes all the way back to the nature of Begida itself, in that the nakedness, the honesty of a human being, Orom Bedaat, is Nivgad by the need for Begadim, which is essentially to fool everybody. So your Begadim become now the external way in which you're measured, and that itself is in Gan Eden an element of Begida. And so the relationship to Begida, dishonesty continuously, is in terms of Kriyas Begadim. And this plays a large role. They have Aras HaMalchus and so on later on for similar reasons. But in any event, Yehoshua says, Mi Adonai, please, Ma Omar, what am I supposed to say? It's exactly what we're saying in English. What am I supposed to say? I have nothing to say. I don't know how to respond. I understand that I'm not talking logically. I understand, you know, what does it mean to say, Lo Alno Be'Evra Yardei? Well, what am I supposed to say? Everything that we established, crossing the Yarden, going into Yericho, and now everything has been turned around, and now they hear about this story, and that's the end. We've been talking about all of these years and all of this work from Kriyat Yamsuf through Kriyat Hayarden, through the destruction of Sichon Va'og. Everything that made an impact on them. And with one simple maaser, we've turned the whole thing around, and they indeed, vinasabu, they will turn around, as if they were in retreat and suddenly turn around on the attack. V'ichrito tshemeinu min ha'aretz, is simply going to get rid of us. I mean, we're nothing. We're a small population that is coming out to attack a country. Ma ta'aseh l'shimcha gadol, after all, Yisrael is nikra al shmecha. What are the goyim going to say? Which was exactly what Moshe said. Lo mayomru ha'goyim. That now, tashash kocho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe he had koyach to take them out of Mitzrayim, but he doesn't have koyach connected to the Lamed Aleph Melachim, and therefore he decided to wipe them out using some excuse. Vayomer Adonai Yehoshua, kum lach, lama zeh ata nofel, what is all this nonsense? Get up, please. Stupidity. Telling me what? As if it's my fault. It's not my fault. It's kum lach, it's your fault. The Medrash is Medayik. This is entirely your fault. First of all, who made up this b'shagas about a cheren? Did I tell you ever to make a cheren? You made the cherem. I didn't tell you. And in fact, in I, there's going to be a specific tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no more cherems. You're supposed to take this stuff. It's supposed to be the shalal. You do it my way. Don't do it your way. This, of course, is similar to the problem in Gan Eden, where Chava was Mosifa. Oh, we're not allowed to touch it. We'll see. So this indeed is your fault. I didn't make this up. Furthermore, what did I tell you about Yoshua when I said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Tzavas Yoshua? What was Yoshua supposed to do? Kihu ya'avor lifnei ha'am. He's supposed to go in front. Did you go in front? Or you sent people? You sent 2,000 or 3,000 people. Where were you? Sitting behind in the office, planning out the war? Where were you?
Plasma, watching the plasma.
Exactly. So I told you, lechatchila, if you are over lifnei ha'am, heim ovrim. If not, inam ovrim. The first thing you do is the wrong thing, in every way. So what are you doing on your face now? And now to turn around to me? This is entirely your own actions. So this is Chata Yisrael. Look, obviously, what's happened over here is something is wrong. The Gamavruat Briti Asher Tziviti Otam. And this was something that was your responsibility to know. You make a cherem. You don't make certain that there's no way that this cherem is going to be over. And goes Reim Gezer Alat Zibur, unless you know that they're up to the Madrega of doing it. You don't put in any mechanisms into effect. You assume, what's the problem? Let millions of people sit there and rely on them that it will be fine, which we know by the story of Purim, what they had to send around policemen, as the Gemara says, that the Bnei Yisrael didn't touch anything from what they're just, how do we know, says the Gemara? So it must be that they actually had policemen that were reporting in. What are you making? It's something that is uncontrollable. And he said, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't I tell you? Not only that, I'm not going to tell you now either. Because you have to have enough brains to understand that if something goes wrong, you don't fall down on your face and say, gee, I guess God was moody today. Your first reaction should have been, something must have happened with the cherem. Isn't that your first reaction? And instead you sit there like a lost, wailing child. What happened? Oh my gosh, this is terrible. We lost it all. Oh, we should have stayed in Abraham. Yeah, classic. You mess up, and I get the blame. This is classic. It's obviously Chata Yisrael, no? You think it's me? The Gamavru et Briti Asher Tziviti Otam. Where's the Brit? Must be, and this was the Diak, must be that this is one of the places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the Gezera of Yoshua's Bezdin as if it was an actual Brit, which is remarkable. The Gam Lakchum en Acherem. Not only that, they actually took from the cherem. The gam obviously adds. So, in other words, besides, and the Gemara is medayik from here, that Lamaisa Ochan had done horrific things all along. The gam is that, oh, besides being over on all the mitzvahs of Torah, he was even over on the cherem. This guy is a disaster. The gam ganvu, the gam kichashu, the gam samu bichleim. I mean, it's one thing, you know, if he would have done something openly. But no, you know, he's going to hide. So he's got no fear of me. Ganev. Then he lies. Now you say, okay, but he was responding to something he needed right down the spot. You know, he saw something very good to eat. He was hungry. Nonsense. He put it into his kelim for later. This was not something that had to do with need. And if that's the case, lo yuchlu b'nei Yisrael kum lifnei oyveihem, or if yifnu lifnei oyveihem, ki hayu lecherem. And therefore, they're never again going to be able to stand up. As long as they have turned into a cherem, lo sif liyot imachem, I am not going to be part of this anymore. The only thing you can do is to be makrim the cherem. Come, get up now. Kadesha ta'am. Get them ready. V'amarti itkadshu l'machar. Ki ko amar Adonai Elohei Yisrael. Cherem b'kirbacha Yisrael. God says, you guys, there is a cherem amidst you. Lo tuchal akum lifnei oyvecha. Ad asirchem acherem b'kirbachem. There's nothing to do. So Yoshua must have asked him, who's the guy, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, excuse me? I'm supposed to tell you who the guy is? Am I a tattletale?
Moshe.
Is that what this is about? So the Gemara brings this fantastic story, right? In which somebody comes in. There's too many people in the Aliyah. There were Mazmin, only people that could come, Bereshus. Somebody comes in, Shalom Bereshus, because he finds 8 people there, only 7 people have been invited. So the Gamliel says, okay, who is here without an invitation? So what happens? So Shmuel HaKatan gets him, I came. I came without an invitation. So Ramil knew that he didn't come without an invitation. So he says, okay, fine, sit. So and whoever did come is going to have to sit with you. So the Gemara asks, how did Shmuel HaKatan know to save this guy? not to allow the person to stand up and say, it was me. So that he had learned out from the Maisa with Shechaniah ben Yechiel. We're over there, Ezra was saying, okay, you were Mayal, and then, so he gets up and he says, yes, I'm after Mahal. It wasn't him. But he's saying, and I was just taking off the pressure. How did he know, asks the Gemara? He knew from here. Because why are we going to have to go through now a long goral process in which we first select the shevet, then we select the family, and then we select the household, and then we select the person? For God's sake, just tell me who did it so we can take care of it. No, I don't tell who did it. So Mimele learned it out from who? From here? So Yoshua says, Ribono shel olam, mi chata? Amar lo, what? V'chidali torani? We think I am a malshin. I'm not a malshin. Lech latel goral. But obviously, I mean, there's something deeper here. Because the entire issue of Goral touches upon Mikra. It means that the Knesset L'Eretz Yisrael, again, is meant to be dependent on chance. How many people do you need? How do you change the possibilities? It's no longer a question of doing what needs to be done, of being certain of the results. You're now living in a world of Mikra, which is exactly what happens with I'm not there. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu imayin. What happens? Vayachalosh Yoshua. Chalash is goralot. Chalash, I'll bring in the word chalash, means actual goralot, which of course relates to Purim and the poor and so on. So from this point on, because the prophet says, I'm not with you, you're going to need goralot. That's the deeper meaning. You no longer have access to me to tell you what's happening. Menikraftem baboker l'shiftechem. V'yayah shevet asher yilkedenu adunai ikrav l'mishpachot. Now you come, you're all going to come together tomorrow in the morning. The shevet that will be caught by the goral. Now, the truth is, the shevet wasn't caught. It was caught. It's all a question of caught. But caught can be in different ways. So the original yilkod is that each shevet had a stone that the Kohen Gadol was carrying on the choshen. And that stone would be light or dark, depending on the darga, the rukhnias darga of the shevet. It would either be shining or it would be darkened. And so the first thing they noticed was that shevet Yehuda was the problem. Then you bring that shevet. So then, ashevet asher yilkedenu adonai yikrav lemishpachot. Then the families should come by with a goral. A mishpacha asher yilkedenu adonai tikrav labatim. Then each household in the overall family should come to the goral. A bayit asher yilkedenu adonai yikrav legvarim. And then at last we're going to find out the guy. The ayan yilkad bacherem yisarev beish. Whatever now is going to be caught. Having the cherem is going to be burned in the flames. Oto v'etkala shelo. Now this doesn't mean that the person is going to be burned up. It means each thing will be put into its place according to the halacha that we'll see later on. So everything, it's true, the batatalim are actually burnt in the flames. Ki avarit brit adunai v'chi asan ve'la b'Yisrael. Because of the avera of brit. Vayashkem Yeshua baboker. Vayakrevet Yisrael l'shvatav. And so in the morning he gets up, brings everyone together. Vayilaked Shevet Yehuda. And so the first they discovered Shevet Yehuda. Vayakrevet mishpachat Yehuda, vayakrevet mishpachat Azarchi. And so Zerach comes up in the Goral. Vayakrevet mishpachat Azarchi legvarim, vayilaked Zavdi. And so, checking the various families, it was the household of Zavdi. Vayakrevet beito lagvarim, and in the men of his household, it was found to be one person, Achan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach the Mate Yehuda. Vayomer Yoshua. No, this was by Goral.
And how was the mechanism?
Put all the names in and take one out. So Vayomer Yoshua Lachan, Beni, Sim Nakavod Adonai Elohei Yisrael v'tenotodah. Look, come on, my son. The Gemara says that he was fooling him, as if that's all we're asking. It's for a vidui. In fact, the vidui is going to kill him.
No.
It made it sound like, you know, there's the good cop. Just tell us the truth. Vahaged Nali Me'asita. Al tekached bimeni. Don't keep it back. Now, again, the Gemara points out here an amazing thing, that Ochan, obviously, was not ready to admit it. And this Yoshua needed to talk to him. Why was he not talking, willing to admit it? Because what he said was, "Bigorel atabai madi? Why don't we put you and Elazar, the Kohen Gadol, into Goral, and let's see which one it comes out of. So it won't come out on either? It's going to come out on one of you. So obviously you put people in a Goral. The Goral's going to come out on someone. So you're using a random selection to say it was me? It's outrageous. I mean, you know, he says it in Lashon HaMedrash. You know, it's been 30 or 40 days, I think, since Moshe died, who knew something about Torah, where it says over there, Al-Pi Shnei Edim, or Shloshai Edim, and so on. But I see we've really progressed in the world. So now we're using randomness to kill people. This is great. Now, what this means is, however, that Ochan is attacking the mechanism of Yerushas Haaretz. And this terrifies Yehoshua. Because indeed, from this point on, everything is begoral. So if he's stating that the goral is no good, how are they going to be machalik Eretz Yisrael, which is Alpiyah goral? Says the Gemara, this is what Yehoshua was telling the Ochan. Listen, you don't know what you're playing with. If this is going to be your taina, the din against you is going to be horrific, because now you're uprooting the entire nachala. Don't be motzi lazal agoral. Adarabba, be meida, and let people see that it's a kal v'chemer, that if we can rely on a girl that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do, even to kill someone, and to be ma'abed, the one who's over on the cherem, alach es kama v'kama, divrei momenis, which is the question of nachala, we can rely on the cherem, on the girl. Ochan saw this, omna anochi chatati l'adonai Elohi Yisrael. It's true. I did that. And the Gemara says that he actually did this to avert war, because Yehuda was incensed by this, and they were starting to arm themselves. Now, who is this Meshuggah now? But he's accusing us based on a goral, and he saw that this man was going to cause a civil war. And then he said, mutav, that I should die, and that not thousands should die along with me. So therefore, he said, Omnam anochi chatati, it's true. Not only is it true, v'chazot, I did this and I did that. Yeshua said, my God, I only thought you didn't want to. now it turns out, this isn't the first time that I was Mael Becherim. I was Mael Becherim again and again. So I was Mael Becherim at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. I was Mael in every Cherim that we've ever had, I was Mael in. And therefore, he's made a on more than he was asked, which means that he was actually doing tshuva. And we'll see that we indeed give him a chelik and olam haba based on the way in which the pasuk expresses it. He was moil in Aruch HaRamim. He was moil in four cherims, actually, the Rishami says. Four different haramim. The cherim of the Melech Arad, which was the cherim that we had with Sikon Va'og, Imnaton Titan, the cherim in Midian, and the cherim of Yericho. So all the things that were usher, he had taken. So it's like this, and it's like this again. And what happened is, Va'era Va'shalal, this was also, he's saying, why does he say Shalal? It says, Va'chalta Shalal Oivecha. I mean, I thought we were supposed to take from the Shalal. That's what it said in the Torah. You were the guy who said we couldn't take it. But anyway, what did I see? I saw Aderet Shinar Achat. Now, what the heck is an Aderet of Shinar doing in Yericho? Shinar is Bava. From here you see that any melech that didn't have a chelek of at least a consulate, a representation in Eretz Yisrael, felt that his malchus was meaningless. And that's part of Nachalat Tzvi Tzvaot Goyim. That it's not only Nachalat Tzvi that it's desirable for Yisrael, but it's also Tzvaot Goyim. Every goy's got to get involved in Eretz Yisrael, as we see today. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're Bosnia, doesn't matter if you're in the middle of nowhere, you got to have something to say about Eretz Yisrael. It means that it's this fine coat that comes from Shinar, so it was imported. So we assume that therefore the Shinarian embassy was conducting business and so on in Yericho, which means that apparently this was something that comes from all over the world. Right. So I saw the Shinar HaKatova. I saw Mataim Shkalim Kesef, Lashon Zahav Echad, and it was Chamishim Shkalim Mishkalo, Ve'echmedim. I liked it. Now, it's only because I liked it, I'm telling you right now. So Chazal tell us that this guy was the richest guy in the entire Sheva. It's not that I needed it. I liked it. V'inam t'munim ba'aretz betoch o'ali v'akesef tachteh. It's all there. Dig up the ground and you'll find the money underneath. V'yishlav Yehoshua malachim v'yarutzu o'ala. And so Yehoshua sends people to run. Why send them to run? Because he figured that B'nai Yehuda will get there first, try to dig out the evidence, and claim that this whole thing was a bubble maysa. So Mimele had to get there first. V'inei t'munama Allah, sure enough, it was there. V'kesef tachtea, the money is there. V'yikachu mitoch ha'ol, they take it out of the oil, they bring it to Yehoshua in front of Kol B'nai Yisrael. And what does Yehoshua do? He throws it down on the ground. V'yatzikum lifnei Adonai. This is the same idea that we have with Pinchas. Pinchas throws them down and he says, this Mishigas is worth 20,000 deaths. What's going on? 24,000 deaths? Al davar zeh meitu esrim varba elef. Says the Gemara, he means exactly the same thing over the Gemara. Al davar zeh, this is why This is what you cared about? And because of this, you curse on all of Klal Yisrael? Here, take it. It was put down as a taina. Says the Tanit Le'Elyon, because Baruch Hu said to him, Yeshua, you're so silly. The whole reason that this was happening was in order that Klal Yisrael should see the extent at which I'm makbid on the maisim of every individual, knows what it is that they're doing, how others are responsible, and indeed the Gemara says that people knew about it, his wife knew about it, his children knew about it, because otherwise really if it's nistarot, it can't be known, you're not responsible. But once people know, so then I needed to show that I know, and that I respond. And you go ahead and you make it look silly. But I'm makbid on nothing. On the contrary, this was to give them the sense of the value. That's the point. And so Vayikach Yehoshua et Achan ben Zerah v'ta Kesev v'ta Haderet v'ta Shona Zahav v'et Banav v'et Benotav v'et Shoro v'et Chamaro v'et Sono v'et Oalo v'et Kol HaShelo v'Kol Yisrael Imo. So now Chazal point out in the same way that Kol Yisrael Imo doesn't mean he's going to burn up the whole nation. So too, it doesn't mean he burned his Banav and Nosav and Shoro. They were all coming, they needed to witness this. And Vayalu Otam Emek Achor. And he brings them to the Emek Achor al Shem Achartan. You were Ma'ocher Yisrael. And this became known as the Emek Achor. Vayomer Yehoshua Me'achartanu. Look what you did to make us all ugly in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the eyes of the Goyim. Ya'akorcha Adonai Bayom Hazeh. On this day, God shall make you ugly. But note that it stresses Davar Hazeh, Bayom Hazeh, which we're Medayik Bayom Hazeh, but not Latid Lavo, which means as a chelak. We'll see that this is repetitive. Vayirgimu Otoko Yisrael Evan. There was Soikalim, and again, Chazal or Medayik, that he was made, that he was over also on Chilul Shabbos, and that he was over on Bila Benara Murasa, that's also Nevala Yisrael. And Be'yisrafu Otam Be'esh, which is all of the things that he had. So it's like, again, Nidachat. Ve'yisklu Otam Be'avanim refers to the Behemot. Ve'yakimu Alav Gal Avanim Gadol Ad Hayom Hazeh. Ve'yashav Adonai Mecharon Apo. And so until today, this is called the Emek Achor, which turns into a place which becomes the opening of hope into the Geula at the end of the time of the government. Come up with a way to put in additional material that may be over time or maybe a little bit too complex or too much beremez for most people. And what I'll do is I'll simply say from now on, after we finish the entire parak and you can walk away, I will say additions. And at that point, we'll put in whatever it is, minute, 5, 10. Let's start today. So this represented now a complete change into a time of Hester, in which, just as it was by Purim, Anochi Aster Aster with Esther, became the time of Purim, which is celebrated by Goral. In the end of time, Emek Achor becomes Petach Tikva, so that what was originally the Achir of Yisrael, which looked like the end of our connection to straight out HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga, that itself became the Petach HaTikva, from where we turned the Tikvat Chut HaShani, which was the original Knesa, which was entirely open, we thought then, with Rochav. It turns out that Rochav is the one that everyone is Nikri, is really Nogea carry itself in the relationship to Hester. And indeed, the entire vision of Yehoshua initially of being able to simply walk into Eretz Yisrael is changed here into a long and extended war that never ended. So that because of the Hester that descended, instead of openness, we will see in the Milchemet Ai, everything is stratagem, everything is phony, everything is the exact opposite of walking in and doing what needs to be done.